Welcome to On the Mat with Braden and Jacob. I'm Braden. He's Jacob. And let's get right into it. This podcast is for our senior project. Our senior project is about how to grow sports in the Wilmington area, the Wilmington community, because there's a lot of kids, especially I feel like eighth graders. I don't know if you would agree.
Yeah.
Where it's like the eighth graders are like, oh, I want to go to Shawshin Tech. I want to go to Central Catholic. I want to go to all these schools, Austin Prep even, because they feel like they're going to have a better sports career there.
Yeah.
And I feel almost like we're losing a lot of our athletic talent. So it's like, let's get them back. Let's convince kids. Let's see what kids like. Let's see what kids don't like. Like, I'm talking about all sports. So let's get right into it. A little bit about me. I've lived in Wilmington the majority of my life. I've always played Wilmington sports. I've wrestled for 3 years. I plan on wrestling in college. My announcement about that will be coming very soon, as you know. I've played football. I've played baseball. I've done a lot of sports in Wilmington. I definitely have a feel for a lot of the coaches. I know a lot of the youth coaches. I know a lot about the youth programs coming up. And, let's hear a little bit about Jacob.
I'm Jacob Doherty. I just finished up my first year of wrestling, my last year, senior. It's my first year playing Wilmington High School sports. I'm a varsity baseball athlete, play catcher. And, that's pretty much my high school baseball and wrestling careers.
So I think, obviously, the first topic, both wrestlers, we got to talk about the last wrestling season. Obviously, the team didn't do as well as we thought we would. But with tough teams, even like Greater Lowell, if you subtract the forfeits, we were in there.
Yes, that was a big one.
That was a huge
match. That was an intense one. You did good that one.
Yeah, I had a.
You did. You went 4-0 that day.
I did go 4-0 that day. Yeah. I had to wrestle from Greater Lowell. I had to wrestle that. I forget what his name was, but I used to drill with him at Doughboys over the summer.
Oh, it was that. That kid
The kid who came up to me in warm-up lines and, like, hugged me. It was a little weird. That was a gritty match.
And you beat the Salem kid, which that's a hard one.
I did beat the
Salem
kid.
That was hard.
I ended up making that Salem kid cry a little bit.
Yes.
that was a little mean.
There we go.
But, I remember. Did you wrestle that day? I think you did.
I did. I went. That was my first ever time I wrestled.
Because of the injury, yeah.
Yeah, so I went 1-2. I won my first ever match.
I remember
against
that. That was hype.
Marlboro. That was a weird match, but and then I lost against Salem Kid and Martha's Vineyard.
You lost to the Martha's Vineyard Kid?
Yeah, I just tried to headlock and hip toss the whole time. It didn't really go so well.
Yeah, you know the crazy part about that? I don't know if you remember. We shut out Martha's Vineyard. I think we beat them like 48-0. That was the first time doing that for Wilmington wrestling in years.
I didn't even realize that we won.
I think everybody pinned.
Yeah. For me.
Yeah.
And then Woltag had an interesting match.
Yeah, Woltag always does have an interesting match. Yeah, he's honestly, someone we should get on here.
I know. Like,
his input about everything. That could always be.
Yes.
Could always be fun. But yeah, I feel like we had a good team showing. Like, especially.
Yeah, we had a lot of, like, I mean, besides like me wise, I think there was a lot of new coming kids that did really well and that are gonna do really well.
Yeah.
Theo, Ethan, that.
Yeah. I think Ethan has so much potential.
He does.
So much. He's so strong.
He is.
So strong. Shout out Ethan LeConte. I don't know if that's how you say his last name.
I think it is LeConte, LeConte.
One of the.
He pitched yesterday, actually.
Oh, how do you do?
Yeah, really good. That's good. Got him. Nice.
Good for him. He's a good athlete, good kid. His mom makes good cookies. Shout out to Mrs. LeConte.
Mm-hmm.
But
also Theo.
Theo has so much
potential. Oh, my God. Rookie of the year.
Rookie of the year. So
much
potential.
He had 9 varsity wins first year. That's great.
I think my favorite thing about Theo was sectionals when that kid was beating him like pretty good. I think
it's
it was
12-1.
Yeah, I think it was either 12 or 9-1.
Yeah.
And I was wrestling at the time. I was wrestling with Gloucester kid.
Yeah. I was like, I looked at it, and I was like, oh, my God.
I looked over, and I looked at Theo. I was like, oh, Theo's losing. He's going to go 0-2. Well, it's going to stink. And then I look up. I see his hand getting raised. Like, it was the start of my third period. I'm like, what? Like, what are you Why'd he win? I look over after he's like, I tackled someone. I wish I had the video on my phone.
That was a great match. It was a great match.
So that's funny. What happened, a lot of people don't understand wrestling, so they thought they went out of bounds because they heard a whistle. So the kid let him up and started to walk away with his back face to Theo. But the ref didn't blow the whistle, and Theo realized that. So almost as soon as the kid turned around, Theo full-on football tackled him, brings him to the ground. And then I think he did like a power half or something.
Yeah, he just half-Nelsoned him right away.
I think it was a half.
Yeah.
I don't remember the exact match, but he halved the kid right away, and then he got up, started flexing.
Yeah, it was just like...
It was a good time.
The kid was just on the ground, and Theo just like kind of just like put all his weight on the like even balances and just kind of pinned him.
I don't know if we can talk about what that kid did at the Triton meet. We probably shouldn't.
Probably not.
The kid Theo wrestled.
Yeah.
But that's what you get when you don't respect your parents.
For real.
That's all we can say about that, yes. I think. But, yeah, dude, we had a great sectional with...
Yeah.
I placed fourth. Mahanad placed fourth. Clyde was second.
Placed second.
And Cello placed second.
Yeah. Did he? No, yeah. Was it third or second?
It was second. He lost in the finals to Joe Allen, that Gloucester
kid. Yes, yeah.
That kid's a disgusting athlete. That
kid was so
good.
That
kid has so much potential. Shout out to Joe Allen if you're ever watching this.
Where'd he go in all states?
I don't think he went
to
all states.
No, in states, my bad.
No, because when I was eliminated at states, I was in the hallway trying to cool off, and I saw him in the hallway. He was also trying to cool off.
Yeah.
So I think he...
Oh, my. You want to know a funny thing? I think it was you guys had, like, it was states, right before states. It was the JV tournament. And the kid with the highlights on his hair from Watertown.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. I was like, what is this kid doing here?
Was he wrestling?
No. Okay. He didn't wrestle in it, but he was there. And I was like, why is this kid here? And he was, like, in his warm-up suit and stuff. And I was like, why is he here? And then I asked.
He's probably helping out.
Yeah. And then I asked Theo what happened. He was like, oh, that kid got disqualified because he bit someone.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I remember that.
I was like, what is going on?
I remember that. I remember I just had one of my matches, like, not that long ago. It was pretty long. It was probably, like, you know how it feels in between matches, especially in tournaments. You got, like, 20 minutes.
Yeah, remember that time you had, like, 5 minutes?
Yeah, that was... That's something we should talk about. Yes. That's terrible. But, I remember hearing about that. That's just super disrespectful.
Yeah.
Super disrespectful.
Like Mike Tyson.
Yeah.
But worse.
I got bit this year. You remember that? I got bit. Melrose.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you had it.
I got bit
like,
on the hand.
It's like, yeah, your hand.
Yeah. I don't know why he did that.
Yeah, kid was weird. You still beat him, though.
Yeah, I did. I just remember I wasn't really, like, confident in my shot. And I wasn't feeling good with it, so I was kind of waiting for him to shoot so I could sprawl. He shot, I sprawled, front headlock. I kind of just snapped him down, got behind, I got my legs in. And I, like, did that, you know that thing where I hit your wrists, I get you flat?
Yeah.
He grabbed my wrist and, like, brought it to his mouth and went, like...
Yeah.
And I just remember, like, feeling, like, my hand was bleeding a little bit. He broke skin. And I was just, like, I, like, whispered to him. I was, like, did you just bite me? And he was, like, eh. And I was, like... What are you doing? Now I have to pin you. I ended up getting my, what was it, the scissors move, legs move, whatever you call
yeah,
it.
Yeah, yeah.
I ended up hitting that on him while I stared at the crowd.
Yeah, that's funny. But you remember the Daniel McGilligan, I think that's how you say his name.
Daniel McGilligan. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
My 28-second match versus Watertown.
That was
WCTV
cool.
Shot that.
Yeah, that was
WCTV
nice.
Shot
that's
that.
Up. Check out that the Instagram.
It was a great video. You can go check that out on WCTV's Instagram. Pretty sure there's a reel of the whole team. You can see me winning.
You can see.
I think Hannah won that night. Julian won. Clyde won.
Hannah is a great topic.
Hannah is a great topic, but let's save that for when she comes on the pod.
Facts.
So, yeah, like, especially at sectionals, we had all those placers. And then when we go on to states, everyone but me made it to all states. It's a little bit of a sour feeling. I was a match away. But
yeah.
It's,
yeah, how did that Tewksbury kid do it?
The Tewksbury kid I wrestled?
Yeah.
So he went to all states, I'm pretty sure. Sean Callahan?
Yeah.
He's a 16th? Phenomenal wrestler. Yeah, I'm pretty sure he was.
Yeah.
He's a phenomenal wrestler. That kid's a sophomore, and he beats me.
Yeah.
That kid's going to be very, very good.
Yeah.
I drilled with him all summer at Doughboys. I wrestled him at Bay States. That kid has the potential to be, like...
Great.
And that kid is a very good wrestler, but
it's really nice.
Yeah, no, we had a great postseason showing, I think.
Yeah, we did.
People going to all states. Chella had a few wins at all states.
Yes.
Hannah made it to New England's and placed second.
Really good. She's just different.
Hannah is different. Hannah is different. That was a phenomenal.
I didn't even know she was a second year wrestler until
someone told you.
After sectionals.
That's crazy.
I was like, oh, how long has Hannah wrestled for? And they were like, oh, it's only her second year. And I was like, what?
Yeah. Imagine she started as a freshman.
I know, right?
Imagine she started as a freshman, or she went to Doughboys a little earlier. She went to Red Roots earlier.
Did she go to Doughboys?
I think she has. I've never seen her there. I've seen her there one time for weigh-ins for Bay States when I went with Scone. I saw her, but it was like I literally saw her, said hi, she weighed in, she left.
Really?
It was just very quick.
Why do they have weigh-ins there? Was it like just normal
weigh-in? You weigh in before the competition for some tournaments. So yeah. We weighed in like the day before.
Oh.
Yeah, that was not a fun weight cut. I was probably like 145 not. 2 days before, had a cut to 132.
Jeez.
That was not a phenomenal weight cut.
Yeah. Do you want to talk about the upcoming wrestling season?
I think we should. So, obviously, the bulk is gone of the seniors. So
yeah.
Like me.
How many? Yeah, so who's gone?
I'm gone. You're gone. Julian Chella, Nick Iasconi, Hannah, Clyde, Josh Jarboe. I think that's it, right?
That's it.
Are we forgetting anybody?
Evan Woltag.
Evan Woltag, too. Yeah, Evan Woltag's gone. And even though sometimes you got a question.
Yeah, he just brought, like, the energy. Honestly.
He did bring the energy.
He brought, like, the – no matter what, if the team was, like, down or something, everyone was, like, either, like, on a cut and, like, just not in the right mindset. You just had Evan there and just brought it back.
Yeah, I remember I'd be cutting weight sitting in the hallway on our break trying to cool off a little bit because I feel like my body would be overheating, and he'd just be like, why do you cut so much weight?
Yeah, he'd just be like,
he'd just look at me and he's like, and go, wow, why do you cut so much weight? And it was like, yeah. Evan's a good, he was a good teammate.
He is.
He pulled off a few wins, too, like that
Arlington kid. Yeah, because he was JV. He was JV at first, and then Scone cut down to 65 or 60, whatever it was.
65, yeah.
So Evan could go varsity.
Yeah.
He performed.
That was... And even at the Woburn tournament, he picked up two wins.
He did.
He went.
He could have went further.
He could have went further. That kid he lost to.
Yeah.
I forget.
It was the Winchester kid.
Yeah, he should have beat that kid.
Yeah.
No offense to the Winchester kid. Oh, Evan was a better wrestler.
Yeah. Yes.
If he beat that, I think he was in the
semis,
which means he would have placed at that tournament no matter what.
Yeah.
He would have placed top six, I believe, or even potentially top four.
Yeah, Evan's a good wrestler.
He's a good
Just endurance.
I think it was a commitment thing, too.
Yeah.
Like, I think he was so committed to the gym, which isn't a bad thing.
Yeah.
But he wanted to gain weight and, like, still go out and still do stuff.
Yeah, it's like being, like, a powerlifter or bodybuilder in a way, but, like, also managing a sport at the same time.
Yeah. And, like, I mean, the weight definitely translated well to wrestling. Like, he definitely knew how to
convert it.
He also, like, his center of gravity, I feel like, was so good. Like, he'd be on his back.
Yes.
All of a sudden, he'd roll you, and you'd be on your back, and you'd be like, what just happened?
I would love watching it.
Like, when he did that to the Arlington kid.
The Arlington kid was so good.
That kid was, like, I think he was seated at his sectionals, probably.
It had to be.
Because that kid had way more wins than losses. Yeah. I don't remember his exact record. That kid was pretty good. And, yeah, that was crazy. That was such a good win. You could see everyone in the crowd. I remember my cousin's from Arlington. He came to the meet, and he was like, I forget what he said his name was. He's like, that kid's disgusting. Like, how did Evan beat him?
Exactly.
Because everyone knows Evan as the rah, kind of guy.
He can focus when he needs to. He can really focus when he needs to.
Yeah.
But I love him.
Yeah, that was definitely a good match.
What do we have for predictions for next season? Like, what are we thinking, like, underclassmen now seniors, upcoming seniors?
I think for next year that Ethan LeConte and Theo Bryson.
I think that Theo, if he puts in off-season work, I don't know what he's going to focus on, honestly. I feel like what he's going to focus on more, baseball or...
100% baseball.
100% baseball, but, like, if he... he focused on wrestling a little bit, I could see him going to, like, states.
Yeah. Yeah, I could see him. I could see him and Ethan placing at sectionals. You know who I think is
You know what Ethan's doing right now? He's bulking.
I think
Ethan's already gained 8 pounds.
I think he should, so he can be a 132 next season confidently.
Yeah. He was 138.
The only reason he didn't cut to 132 was because of me.
Yeah.
It's because he knew there was no...
He could have easily beat me.
Yeah, that kid's
he's gross.
So strong.
He's so good.
But he told me, he's like, yeah, I don't want to cut to 132. You're already there. I'm not going to be there. He's like, there's more of a chance of me, like, with Mason, you know what I mean?
Exactly. What do you think Mason's going to do?
I don't know what weight class Mason's going. I think Mason should cut to 132, or he could even be a 144.
I talked to him a week ago. I was like, what do you think you're going to do? What weight class are you going? He's like, I think I'm going to go just stay 138. But, I don't know.
I think for Mason to be successful at 138 pounds, he needs to cut some of the fat and get stronger.
Yeah.
Because technically he's not a bad wrestler.
He isn't.
He knows what he wants to do. He goes out there and he does it. But his problem is, I feel like sometimes, like, Julian Chella, obviously, competed at 138 pounds our sophomore year. And you remember him sophomore year? Just ripped. Like, yeah. He was 4% body fat.
Yeah.
4% body fat.
Just, yeah.
Like, it was insane. And he dominated. So I think, I'm not telling Mason to get to 4% body fat. But, I mean, if he lost some pounds of fat, gained some pounds in muscle, and then kind of did a water weight cut instead of, like, so much as a calorie cut, like, he cut a little more water weight, obviously keep the calories.
Yeah.
But
yeah, he's
yeah,
good.
I feel
he's
like
good.
He could be a problem at 138.
He was just...
Especially if he puts in off-season work, which I know he's doing. I saw him at Red Roots the other night.
Yeah.
And he's doing off-season tournaments. I'm pretty sure he went 2-2 at the last one he did, like, a week or two ago.
We should do a couple of those.
Yeah, I'm definitely... I'll be competing at War Dogs in Natick in, I think, May. I'm getting ready for that. That'll be fun.
I kind of just want to buy, like, a singlet and just go to, like, a couple of them just to, like, do it.
You should.
Hit moves, like, try and hit a Peterson for some reason. Just have fun with it.
You should. There's no reason not to.
Definitely will.
It's going to keep you in shape, too.
Exactly. That's the main reason why I did wrestling, was to get in shape for baseball and 100% dead.
Yeah. No, because the wrestling shape is unmatched, bro.
Exactly.
It is unmatched. You walk into a wrestling room and, like, I kind of always was like, I know the basketball team works hard. I know the hockey team works hard. I know every winter sport works hard.
Yeah.
But I kind of wish they would come see, what we do.
Exactly. Like, they would they do a lot of conditioning, but there's two types of conditioning. There's running, and then there's...
Live wrestling.
There's live wrestling, and then there's spins.
Spins. Oh, we were spin drill partners.
Yes, we were.
We were spin drill partners. If you don't know what the spin drill is, it's where basically you kind of get on, like, your hands and knees, and you create a solid base.
It's like you're doing a bridge in a way, but just not the bridge.
Yeah, and I put my chest on your back, and I have to spin around you like that, and then I have to...
For 3 minutes.
Stop, go this way, stop, go this way, stop, go this way, 3 minutes, then I get on my base, and he gets on top of me, and then he spins for 3 minutes, and we do that 3 times with a 1 minute overtime sometimes.
And yeah.
It doesn't sound exhausting. Like, the first one, it's like, oh, I could do this.
Yeah, it's just the dizzy part, you know?
And then you're dizzy, you're tired, you're sweaty. If you're me, you're wearing 3 sweatshirts.
Exactly.
And I'm sitting there, I'm spinning, and there was times where, like, I remember you would, like, have to, like, yell at me to keep going.
Because
I would be, like, falling off of you, and you'd have to, like, adjust your base and make sure I wasn't.
Yeah, it's tough. Mahanad.
Mahanad, bro. He is such a good wrestler, and knowing what happened, like, with him taking the year off going to Turkey last year, he's a second-year wrestler who went to All-States at the 190 division.
Now he's going to be a third-year wrestler, senior captain. He's going to go. He's going to go far.
I forget which one of the Toppins it was. Either Jaden or Michael.
He wrestled both.
He wrestled both?
Yeah.
I forget which one was like, yeah, he's tough.
It was Jaden.
It was Jaden?
I think so.
Because Jaden, I think it was Jaden. Yeah, it probably was.
It was in Gloucester.
Yeah, and Jaden was like, yeah, he's tough.
He went all three rounds.
It was Excel, actually. It was when he wrestled Gloucester. Yeah.
It was the first turn or first quad.
First quad, yeah. That was a fun quad.
That was nice.
Almost didn't make weight.
I know. Oh, and then the second time at Excel.
Let's not talk about that.
Yeah.
Let's not talk about that because me and the Excel coach, we got beef. Be willing to settle it with a wrestling match. But yeah, I think another person we've yet to talk about, super, super underrated, Nick Corsetti.
Yes.
Super underrated.
Yes.
Super underrated. That kid is an athlete.
He's good. He's going to do a lot of offseason. I was talking to him. He said he was going to go to Doughboys a lot.
I'm taking him. It was going to be me and him going together in the summer. And you can just, like, you look at the kid, kind of sits there. He's lanky. He's tall. And he's like, you look at him, you'd think he's not good. And then he gets in on you, like, on a shot. And you're like, oh, my God, what? Like, we were just standing up. He'll take you down. His top game does need work. He does need work on running. Like, he needs a series.
Yeah.
I feel like with him, he's so lengthy, just the half.
He's, like, matured and just got better as a person because of wrestling so much this year. Like, at the beginning of the season, like, no offense to him, but everyone's like, oh, this kid. Like, because of his, like, just how he is, everyone's like, oh, he's, like, maybe, like, annoying, whatever. But, like, as, like, a couple weeks went on, we were like, we love this kid. Like, he's actually such a good kid. Like, he's a kid, like, you want to be around and, like, work with and get better with and just... person in general.
His problem was he used to be like little class clown. Exactly.
Yeah, and now everyone he's just like kind
of
like, oh,
great. Like, he's going to do the same thing in the room. And then he did none of that.
Yeah, he just
he
did
sat
the opposite.
There. He asked questions. He learned.
He wanted to get better. He did. But, yeah, great kid. He's going to be good.
Yeah.
He'll be great.
I think he has the ability to go far.
He will.
Especially because he's already lifting. He just got back into lifting. He's trying to put on some muscle. So
he's going to go. I feel like he could go 32.
I think he could even go 26.
True.
I think he could go. I think he could make 20 if you tried. Because he was like walking around wrestling 126 at 122 at some points. And the only reason he wasn't at 20 is because they wouldn't let him. So I feel like if he went into the season 10 pounds lighter.
Technically, he could go 26, but always go down to 20 if you really need to. Because if he does that thing at, like, the body fat or whatever, at 26, you can still cut down to 20. You'd be fine.
Yeah. Yeah. But I was cleared for 26 this year, but Lord knows I was not down to 126.
Before the beginning of the season, I'm going to 120.
That was in the summer.
Yeah.
And I was planning on cutting to 120. Beginning of football, I was 130. But then, team dinners.
Yes.
Hanging out with your boys. You go to Dave's Hot Chicken on Friday nights after games, and you begin to put on some pounds. And it was a mistake by me. I think I could have got to 120 if I tried. I think I would have been an animal at 120.
I got a question. What's your what's your favorite wrestling moment this season?
My favorite wrestling
like
moment?
Like, out of anything that happened.
Yeah, I got two.
What is it?
So my first one was the Burlington, when we wrestled that Burlington kid, and he started on, he took me down, I took him down in the first period.
Did you shake the coach's hand?
No. I took him down in the first period, and I kind of rode him out, like, didn't let him get up, got legs in. I almost got back points, I got a swipe, he was going for a second, but he ripped through, and then he took me down right off the whistle because I was gassed because I was just coming back from being sick.
Yeah.
So I was already a little gassed. He took me down right off the whistle. And I've wrestled this kid four times in my life. My first time I won in a JV match, barely.
Yeah.
Like, he had me in a cradle. I kicked out and just rolled over. It was my first ever win in wrestling.
Yep.
And I pinned him. And there's a video of me flexing at the crowd and screaming because I thought I was so tough. But in reality, I was just a punk who won a match because he was lucky. And then second time was last year at the Burlington meet here. First period, I hip-tossed him, got him on his back. He rolled out because, again, my shot, I was not confident in my shot until recently. And then he beat me, pinned me, cradle. And then the second time we wrestled was at sectionals that year. And he completely, like I hip tossed him first period again. I got four. I got my takedown. I got two backs. And then he cradled me because I stopped moving on bottom. And again, I was coming back from having COVID that time. So mm-hmm. I was so gassed. And then this year, that was kind of one of my goals, was to beat him.
Yeah.
I'm a better wrestler.
Yeah.
I know I am.
Yeah.
And I don't know if you remember. You were the one who filmed my match, I think.
Yeah.
I started when I was on bottom. We went out of bounds at one point. I was on bottom. He tried to get me in a cradle. And I noticed his head was on the mat while I was still kind of up. He was trying to roll. And I, snuck my left arm behind. And I kind of rolled back with him.
Mm-hmm.
And you can, his family, I think, was the people complaining. Was
yeah.
They didn't have an arm. He didn't have an arm. My arm and leg were around my leg and his arm when I had him. And then I, kicked back. I just basically laid on the kid, lifted his head, lifted his legs, looked at his family in the crowd and pinned him, got up. And I was like, what happened? What happened? That was a staple of wrestling season after I win. What happened?
Or, the tongue. The tongue is legendary. Can't get past that.
We don't do the tongue anymore.
No.
We don't do the tongue anymore.
No.
But, yeah. That was a good win. And my second one was the Gloucester. We'll talk about that match in a minute. But you remember that, the Gloucester match at sectionals when that kid was talking?
Oh, yes.
I'll talk about it now. He shot on me. I sprawl. I get behind. I get my two. I ended up getting, I think, two backs with my scissor move, and I swear I don't know the name of it, but...
I think it's just a scissor move.
No, yeah.
Why? Because that means, a scissor.
Yeah. They just called it legs sometimes. It was a different thing, but, it got up, and we were wrestling. It was he picked neutral. I deferred. He picked neutral, and he was yelling at his coach mid-match. He was like, he's so slippery. He's so slippery because we were so sweaty.
Yeah, it was. Yeah.
We were both so sweaty because it was so hot. We were wrestling hard
that
whole first period.
There's so many people in that gym.
We were both absolutely drenched in sweat.
Yeah.
And I remember he smacked me. You remember that? He smacked the side of my head.
I didn't see it, but I heard about it.
He smacked the side of my head trying to set up. And I looked at him and I was like, he wasn't trying to set me up. He was trying to get me angry. So
yeah.
I didn't react. And then he did it again, but he did it like this. And went boom, in my eye. So when we got to the scorer's table, I winded up, I smacked him into the scorer's table. And the ref's like, hey, cut it, both of you, wrestle. The kid shot, I sprawl, I let him back, I reshot, he rolled through, I got up, he shot again. We were scrambling this entire time.
Yeah, it was a very close match. It was a...
close match that I won 8-0.
Exactly. Well, it was there wasn't... a lot of, shoot, bam, get back up, do it again. You know what I mean? It was it happened over time.
It was a scramble the entire time. I remember when I took him down, he was still talking. This kid sucks, this, and this.
Yeah.
Yelling while I'm on top of him, beating him 8-0.
Yeah.
And then I shake his hand. I look in the crowd, flex a little bit. I won. That kid, I was the 8 seed. He was the 6. So they expected him to beat me. I took that a little personally.
Yeah.
And I went over, shake his coach's hand, and then he went over to hug me after the match. I was like, no, keep that energy.
Yeah.
I suck, right?
I love how Riley doesn't care. He he loves it. He's for it.
He loves it. He loves when I get. And then he was like, all right, Brady, shut up.
Yeah.
He's like, calm down. I know the emotions I have, but calm down.
Yeah.
But yeah, I remember seeing him the rest of the day, and he didn't even get top 6.
Yeah, no.
Yeah.
Not.
I lost my first match, won my next three, lost my last one, coming fourth, but again, not mad at it.
Yeah.
But, yeah, that was a good season, man, for both of us.
It was
nice. You had some nice wins. I had some nice wins. The team had some nice wins.
Yes.
Everyone grew. Everyone became a family.
Yeah.
That's all we can ask for at the end of the day. But
exactly.
I kind of wanted to talk about what the difference do you think between a first-year guy like yourself and a veteran wrestler, someone who's been doing it for a minute with me. So, what was your first day on the mat like? Open mats I'm talking about. When me and you first had that, little live thing, me, you, and Corsetti. You know what I'm talking about? Where you guys wrestled me back-to-back.
Oh, yes. Yeah, that was interesting. Well, went into it not knowing really anything. Mason taught me a lot because of captains. He taught me a lot. So I knew, like, kind of, like, just the basics. Like, I knew how to, like, shoot. Not really good, but I knew how to, like, the fundamentals of it. Yeah. I knew how to, like, sprawl a little bit. But that's pretty much it. Yeah, that was hard.
Yeah.
That was not fun.
Yeah, I forget who said to me. It was either you or him, Corsetti. It was like, yeah, wrestling live doesn't look that hard. I could probably take you down.
Yeah, no.
And I was like, okay. And I forget.
You went full on us, and I was like, oh, no. And I started bleeding at one point.
I remember that. You had blood all over my white shirt.
Yeah.
And I had to go to team dinner that night with blood just pouring right here. But I remember you and him thought it was going to be easy. I don't know if it was just him or just you or both of you.
Oh, no, I definitely thought it was going to be easy. Yeah. No, I definitely thought it was. It just was not.
Yeah, no, I remember you took a shot off me, and I kind of cow-caught you, I guess.
You kind of, like, flipped me.
Flipped you, got you on your back. I was like, all right, next.
Yeah, Corsetti, you just kept going.
I shot, I doubled. I was like, all right, next. And we went for, like, 15 minutes. And
yeah.
At one point, I was taking a break because I was tired, and I look over and see my sister looking at me because cheer practice was going on. My sister was like, what?
Yeah.
And then when I got home that night, she was like, my cheer coach asked me, what problems does your brother have with those two boys? Because it was quite literally just me beating both of you up.
Yeah.
Because you guys were like, oh, this is going to be easy. And I had to tell you, like, no, it's not going to be.
Yeah.
But,
yeah.
Like, a first-year guy, like, going into your first match, what was that like?
Oof. It was interesting because it was in the morning. I was the first ever match of that day, and I was like, I don't really want to go first, but, like, I have to set a tone. You know, it's my first ever match, and I could kind of tell this kid was also in my shoes. Like, he wasn't the best wrestler, so I just kind of, like, went out there. But right as I went out there, I was ready, whatever, and then everything just went out the window.
Yeah.
And right as that whistle blew, it's like, whenever you shake their hand and you hear that whistle blow, it's just a different feeling. Like you're battling to, like, death.
It's no longer live in the Wilmington High Wrestling Room.
Exactly.
It's
like,
war.
I can work on stuff with in the wrestling room, and I'm comfortable. Like, I know these kids and whatnot and stuff.
Yeah.
But and then I go and wrestle someone else. I'm like, oh, no. I go to do it. All I did was headlocks, and I was just... roll over.
That's such a crutch for first year kids. I did the same thing.
Yeah.
I would headlock you, but I wouldn't throw you. I'd trip you.
Yeah.
I would do, like, a weird trip that I learned when I used to do karate, like judo, stuff like that. I would do this weird trip, and it worked for the most part on JV kids.
Yeah.
I won one varsity match with it. One. And my only varsity win my first year.
I had the time at XL when I wrestled VAR. I had a win against Bedford. Probably shouldn't have been a win. I when I watched back the video, you were like, oh, that's illegal. And I
was
like,
yeah.
Yeah, it's illegal. I don't know what that ref was doing, but I'll take it.
Yeah, that was a fun day. That you was... getting to wrestle 132.
Yeah. And then I got absolutely spanked. Yeah. I guess Excel. Excel's like a different type.
Dude, they're a powerhouse, dude.
They are.
They
know what they're doing.
They're a powerhouse, bro.
Yeah.
Like... I get what you mean by when you say, like, putting your foot on that line is so different because it's like, dude, my first time putting my foot on the line was against an Excel, actually. Kid beat me. Then I wrestled Gloucester. That kid beat me. And then I wrestled somebody by the name of Jaden D'Ambrosio, who at the time wrestled for Reading High. And now he wrestles at St. John's Prep and is a New England champion.
Mm, that kid.
Committed. I forget where he's committed. But he's committed Division I, and I remember I shook his hand. I put my hand on his head, like, here, trying to set him up for a shot.
That's always so
he
scary.
He doubled me. Right, I didn't know who he was either, and put me right on my back. I didn't figure out that I wrestled him till this year. And I remember he was respectful about it, too. He was like, hey, good job.
Yeah.
Jogged over to his coach. He knew it was light work. He knew I was a child.
He knew
it was a squid.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I think especially being a first year, it's like your goal is to pin them when your goal should be to score points and to
win. Exactly, yeah. Like, you're just focused on doing it and getting out of there. Like, you're not focused on, oh, just doing it all right. You're doing it on doing it and getting out. You just want it to get done with, like, your first time.
Yeah. No, I fell in love with the sport, man. It's so awesome.
I loved it. I really did. But I was so nervous in all my matches until senior night when I wrestled that Monty kid. 130. Oh,
that was not my best night either. I had to wrestle Jonah Polino.
Is he even committed?
No. He's not, but he is going to be a Division I wrestler.
Yeah, 100%.
His dad is a coach at Doughboy, too, Coach Rudy.
Really?
Yeah. His dad was one of their coaches. He was the guy sitting on the bench. I don't think he was up there, but as soon as I knew I was wrestling him, like, I wasn't going to back away from the challenge, and my whole mindset was kind of like, I'm going to shock everybody. And I think I did when I lasted a minute and 35 seconds.
Yeah.
With that kid.
He was good, though.
That kid was good. Like, that kid lost New England finals barely.
Against who?
David Perez, I believe his name is, out of Pognacet, Rhode Island. I think that's where Coach Mitchell wrestled. I'm not sure. But, yeah, so as a first year, what would you have advice for guys who are going right into their first year? What would you do differently? What would you change?
I would say just love it. Just focus on it. If you really want it, go get it. Like, you have to focus on it. You have to do it right. Like, want to learn, want to get better.
Yeah.
And you'll be good. Like, make sure you take the time. You're not just, like, showing up and, like, leaving it, but, like, actually, like, taking the time out of your time to do it.
Yeah. I think that's a lot of mistake people make. They think practice is from 3 to 5.
And they think it's, oh, that's enough.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Practice is from 3 to 5. You want to stay after. You want to go on a run after. You want to talk to the coaches. You want to watch film. You want to watch videos on getting better.
Yeah.
Like, it's such a grind. That's why I love it so much.
Yeah.
And, yeah, I think a lot of people, like, first-year mistakes, even what I think you made was you focused on winning and not technique. I remember when we would live wrestle, you would try to bulldoze me, and it just wasn't going to work.
Yeah, like, I would always just try and,
like, just blast double me, and yeah, it just wouldn't work.
Not work.
And then I forget. I think somebody tried to tell you to do technique, and you're like, "What if I'm stronger?" And I'm
I'm like,
"Well, if that you're stronger versus another first year, you'll probably win. But yeah, if you're stronger versus a veteran,
it's not gonna happen. They're not gonna let that slide."
Yeah, no. Being strong definitely has its advantages, but I've wrestled so many kids stronger than me.
Yeah,
so many kids stronger than me. But yeah, I think the difference between first year and veteran, as we were talking about earlier, would be confidence is so key.
It is.
Like, my confidence this year was so high. Like, I knew I could walk in there and beat anybody.
You're better than 80% of the kids you've wrestled.
Yeah. And I lost a few of those matches doing stupid things.
The Bedford one. Was that a Bedford or was... No, it was the first time at Excel when you wrestled...
Oh, that was Neshoba.
Neshoba, yeah.
I was winning, I think, 13-0 in the first period. I started on top, and as soon as I was about to get a turn, the kid, like, grabbed my head because I left my head too high over and just rolled me and put his whole body weight on my neck, and there was nothing I could do because I already couldn't breathe. I tried bridging. There was nothing I could do, and he beat me. And I remember, like, freaking out after that match. I was so mad.
Yeah.
Because I should have beat that kid so easily. That kid was not the greatest.
Yeah.
But, yeah, man, I think definitely as a first year, you definitely, like, weren't a bad wrestler whatsoever. Like, you had the keys to be good if you started your freshman year. I know you didn't go to Wilmington High. I know you went to the Tech.
I wish
But even if you did go to the Tech and wrestle your freshman year, you would have learned so much.
Yeah, I remember it because my dad knew Coach Donovan that sadly passed, but he knew him really well.
Yeah.
And my first day at the Tech, freshman year, got out of the car, and I had a mask on because it was still COVID. I saw Coach Dunny, and I was like, "What's up? Like, you know my dad, Junior." He was like, "Oh, yeah, Junior, I know him from wrestling, all this stuff, police department." And then he was like, "Yeah, you should come by and wrestle." in freshman year, me, it was just like, no. Like, I'm not like that, you know? And then, like, now that I look back on it, I wish I said yes.
First of all, before I say anything, rest in peace, Coach Donovan. But you had a chance to learn from one of the all-time
greats. I know.
Like, such a phenomenal coach.
He's such a good guy, too. It was like, he's such a great, like, he just knew everything, you know?
Yeah.
He's great.
Such a good program they've built there, too.
Yeah.
What a great.
They did so good this year.
Yeah, they're definitely on the come up for many, many years.
They definitely did shock the world.
Yeah, they did. Undefeated dual season.
No.
Undefeated dual season is crazy. They're a great team. They're gonna have a good season next year. I can see them giving guys like, you know, Haverhill a run for their money.
Yeah. Haverhill's good.
Haverhill, Matt Harold.
Yes.
Beat Murphy.
Yeah, he's good. I remember Matt won Suns. He beat the Toppin.
Yeah.
I
thought Toppin had that.
I was so confused. I was like, what?
Wait, he loses?
I was like, yeah, what? But, and then, oh, you know who's such a good kid that, like, shocked me? When Clyde wrestled that kid at, what was it? Triton.
Oh, the Triton 215.
Yeah.
I don't remember his name. You can't half Nelson him. He's double jointed.
Really?
Yeah, his shoulder will go like all the way back here, and he doesn't feel it. Like, he's fine. Like, Clyde had his shoulder, like, it looked like it was out of socket, and he was fine. That kid was not worried about getting pinned.
Yeah, no, the kid Petersoned him.
Yeah.
I was like, oh no.
And then I remember the kid came up to Clyde after and was like, "How much do you bench?"
Yeah. He, like, that kid was talking to Clyde at the JV tournament at the end of the year for, like, a solid 30 minutes.
Yeah. Yeah, no, he's a phenomenal wrestler.
Yeah.
He's built well, too. Just huge. Everything about him. He's huge. Yeah. He's muscular.
He's not like a Clyde huge. He's like a...
But he's also, what, like 6'1",
probably? Yeah, so he's just, like, all around, like, kind of just, like, built, like, evenly.
Yeah, he's built well. Yeah. He's definitely got a good physique for wrestling. He's an athlete. He works hard. That kid's another kid who will do good things in the sport if he continues. I don't know what year he is. I think he's a senior.
He is a senior.
I don't know if he's doing it collegiately, but he definitely could if he wanted to.
I think he's committed.
Where? You know?
I don't know. I think he is, though. I don't know. Who knows?
No, that kid's good.
He's great. But
yeah, man. Just confidence is so big.
I know.
And also the technique I've been able to learn throughout the years with Coach Mitchell, Coach Walsh, Coach Adams, Coach Riley, all the Doughboy coaches who have helped me out, Red Roots coaches, Jake Ferry, like wrestling at off-season tournaments. Like, I put so much work into the off-season.
Yeah, I remember last year you would text me, like, "Yo, we'll take coming to this off-season tournament." And you were like, you were just going.
Yeah. Yeah, no, because I was trying to get other people to do it with me. I was trying to, like, you know, grow the team a little bit.
Yeah.
I think what was Woltag's excuse?
He was like, "Oh, I'm going to work."
And it was like 3 weeks away. And I was like, you can't call off.
It's like, dude, I want to go to some this year. I really do want to go to some.
You should go to the War Dogs in Natick with me.
I will.
Buy a singlet.
I will.
We'll do it. It'll be fun.
When is that?
I believe May 4th. I'm not completely sure, though.
2 days after prom. Because prom is on a Thursday, so it'll be on a Saturday.
Let me actually look. War Dogs, Natick.
That is on
a... I'm looking it up now to try and find out where the tournament is.
I want to know what, like, the prom information is. I haven't...
Yeah, I have no clue.
Any of that. I'm like, I kind of need to plan. But,
yeah. I think that just... Wrestling in general has created such a home for so many kids at our school.
Yeah.
And it's just created so many memories. Like, I would have never been friends with half those boys. Like, I would have never had a conversation with Theo. Know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I knew Theo from football a little bit, but, like, it would have been football. Like, we talked during football a little bit, but I wouldn't have talked to him after.
Exactly. Like, I would never have a conversation with Nick Corsetti.
Same. I would have never talked to him. I was in a class with him. Yeah. And it's like me, him, and two other people. And we didn't say a word all year until I found that he was wrestling. Yeah. And we all of a sudden were checking our weights every day.
Exactly.
Talking like, every day, going a big over thing, film.
I would never have even seen Mason.
Oh, yeah.
Or talked to Mason if it wasn't for wrestling.
Yeah. Dude, it just builds so many friendships because you got to think about it. You're suffering together all the time. You win together, you lose together. Because I don't know if it's like this for you. When I see, like, when I go out there and I lose a match, I'm hard on myself. You know that.
Yeah.
Like, I get really mad when I lose.
Yeah.
But going out there and seeing someone like Scone or Cello lose, it just makes, like, it makes me feel like I lost. It's like, because you're so tight with those boys. Like, you know.
Yeah.
You have such a connection, such a bond with them. It just hurts.
Yeah.
Like, even seeing, like, Theo lose sometimes, I was like, oh, he could have won that.
Exactly. Like, if Theo, like, which he's still early in his career, but if he does, like, really do work at it, he could. He's going to be something
good. He's a freshman. He's all the potential in the world, man. All the potential in the world.
Good.
He will be a phenomenal athlete in whatever sport he decides to do.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
With that kid's work ethic, I've never seen a kid work as hard as him.
Exactly. Like,
as him, his young, it reminds me of Julian.
Yeah.
Julian would be in that weight room every day.
Yeah.
Doing just RMA when RMA was still open. He was at Planet Fitness. Now yeah, he's at Lifetime.
I remember when Julian would just go like, yeah, if you want to find me, just like come to gym.
Yeah. Like after school, like there was one time I needed to talk to him and I was like, he wasn't answering his phone. And I was like, he's definitely in the gym.
Yeah.
And I walked from my house back to the school, walked downstairs, and there he is lifting.
Yeah. I asked Patrick one time. I was like, yo, where's Julian? He's like, I think he's trying to get an RMA so he can hit a lift. I was like, I just started dying. It was just so funny.
Yeah, because he did not have a membership to RMA.
No.
To be fair, not a lot of people did.
Yeah, honestly, no one did.
But, yeah, dude, that was, like, Theo's work so hard. He goes from wrestling practice to baseball practice. He eats right.
Yeah, he eats.
He lifts. Yeah. Like, that kid has such a good mentality and such a good mindset.
Yeah.
That whatever he doesn't
get distracted.
Whatever he wants to do, he'll do.
Yeah, he doesn't get distracted. He's worth it.
Just a hard worker, man. Yeah, hard worker.
He knows what he's doing.
Like, I don't know. I can't say enough good things about him. Obviously, Hannah as well.
Yeah.
Hannah was the one who I think was telling him to wrestle, because we were all telling him to wrestle.
Yeah,
but I think Hannah was probably the first person to tell him, because we didn't know him.
Like, I'm not wrestling. I'm like, you're gonna wrestle.
Yeah, I was like,
no, I'm not wrestling. And then he wrestled.
Yeah, I don't think he regrets it either.
Yeah.
I know for a fact he's coming back.
Oh, 100%. Because yeah. I know he asked the coaches, the baseball coaches, and was like, hey, should I wrestle? And they were like, yeah, it's good for you. Because you can't just do full-time baseball as a freshman.
No. Like, you got to cross-train.
Exactly. But, like, yeah, it's going to help him, baseball.
It definitely will. And speaking of baseball, how's that going so far? How's the team looking? It's getting to baseball a little
team's
bit.
Team's looking great. Love that. Team's looking really nice this year. We got pitching. We got some offense. We have some really good talent. It's just putting it together.
Yeah.
You know, it's just, you know, great kids, great chemistry already.
Yeah.
You know, I've never had this type of chemistry with, like, any other team. Like, even at the Tech, like, yeah, the Tech we'd win, but the chemistry was not good at all.
Yeah,
but here,
I get that.
Here's, it's different. Like Nolan was saying, like, it's only been, like, I don't know, like, a week, and the chemistry here is already, like, unmatched, you know? And, yeah, if we can put it together, get some runs, play good defense, pitch-wise, be unstoppable, make a run.
I regret playing. I told you this. I regret not playing.
Yeah.
I told you this yesterday. I want to play so bad, but it's already like 2 weeks in. Nothing I can do now. So, yeah, man. Just how's it going so far for you? I know new program-wise.
Yeah, it's pretty good. I mean, at points it's hard to adjust, and at points it's easy to adjust. I mean, it's still a game of baseball. It's just how the game of baseball is being played that's different. New coaching, new teammates. You have to learn how these kids play so you can learn how to, chemistry-wise, like, be together and work together with them to come together and be good. But, I mean, that obviously takes a little time. I play with them in the summer, you know, but, yeah.
Especially, you know, with you being a catcher, you got to, like, you got to learn how to.
Yeah, I got to learn. I mean?
You got to learn how to.
Gotta learn people's personalities. So
yeah,
I can,
what they know. Like, what they don't like. You don't want to keep calling a pitch that this one kid hates to throw.
Yeah, and I mean, if I need to do some mound visits, if someone's in their head talking, like, they just can't find the strike zone, I need to know, like, how to get them out of it.
Yeah.
Because, like, yesterday at the scrimmages, when there was some freshmen pitching, like, Ethan, I went out there. I knew what to talk to him about. But, like, someone like Anderson, I forget his first name, but I didn't really know him. So, like, I was like, oh, like, just, like, adjust this. But I couldn't really say anything else because I didn't really know him.
Yeah.
But, like, that's just the part that you need to, like, figure out, you know?
Yeah, I understand that. Yeah, so what would you say the biggest difference between playing for the Shawshene Tech and playing for Wilmington High is? What would you say the biggest difference is?
I don't know. It's tough. Playing for the Tech, I didn't get to play for varsity, unfortunately. But when I was watching, they were good. We're good. They were good. But it's just how we come together, you know? We just have to find it together. Like, just be a team. We already have better chemistry than probably most teams out there. But we just need to put that chemistry with our gameplay. And if we can focus on the gameplay and balance out the chemistry, we'll be unstopped.
From what I know about the team is, like, all those guys are friends, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, they all hang out. They play other sports together. Yeah. They've been buddies since, like, what, like, majors days?
Yeah, I understand.
Like, you've all played together before. It's your last chance.
All grew up with each other.
Exactly. I think that you guys are going to have a great season. Like, I don't know, from what I've heard, from what I've seen with the team, I think you guys are going to do phenomenal.
Yeah.
Just it's
love the coaching. Way better.
Yeah.
Way better than the Tech.
Really? 100%. You think the Wilmington High coaching is better than the Tech?
100%.
What makes you say that?
Just, like, how they coach and just, like, what they bring. It's just better.
I see.
Like, at the Tech, they were like, yeah, conditioning was a big thing, but, like, it was only conditioning. You know, they would just, like, focus on getting you in shape instead of focusing more on how you're playing and getting better at that. Like, if you made a mistake there, like, you're getting punished for it. But, like, here, if you make a mistake, obviously you're getting punished for it, but they're teaching you and showing you how to not make that mistake again instead of just punishing you for it and telling you to not make that mistake again. You know, like,
it's solid. I like Coach McManus. I haven't met all the coaches. I've met Greco, McManus, and Boyle. I don't know the new one.
Carl. Love Carl.
I've never met him, but, you know, I played my freshman and junior year. I think that all three of them are good coaches.
Yeah.
They all know what they're doing. They all know what they're talking about. So.
I know McManus went to Northeastern and pitched at Northeastern for 4 years.
Yeah.
Great school. D1. Carl just graduated from Salem State, pitched there. So he's good. He knows what he's doing. And Jim's Jim. We know Jim. Jim's got a lot of IQ of the game.
Jim Boyle's in this exact studio recording a podcast sometimes.
Yeah, so. I love that guy.
Shout out to Jim Such Boyle. Such a good,
like no matter what, like, it's just unmatched. You know, like those kids, like, even though, like, sometimes you butt heads with them, like, at times when you need them, like, they'll be there.
Yeah, I don't even think you guys are butting heads in, like, a non-friendly way. I think it's you guys all want to win.
Yeah, like, it's competitive.
You all have an idea of how you should do it, and sometimes your idea will stray from someone else's, and you're butting heads, but at the end of the day, the win is what you want. The win is what you care about.
Yeah.
It doesn't really matter how you get it done.
Yeah.
Honestly.
Yeah, love it.
So how has it been, speaking of Theo Bryson, competing with him for that starting catching spot?
You know, Theo, I go to the cages with him. I've worked with him. I've known him before high school, like, before he went to high school. He's a freshman. And you know, I mean, compared to Michael Montefiore is a huge difference. Like, Michael's way better. Like, played the game longer, knows the game more.
Yeah.
He's just an all-around great player. And so, and then he left. So now it's a big jump for pretty much everyone. And me and Theo coming into the school, not really knowing a lot. So it's a big change for everyone. But also having to compete for that spot is a big battle for both of us. And, I mean, like, no matter what, I'll love the kid always. Because I've known him. I've practiced with him. I've played with him. I've played against him. I'm competing with him and competing against him. So no matter what, at the end of the day, it's all love. But, you know, the best man's going to win.
Yeah.
Whoever performs better is going to win.
Yeah. I think with both of you guys, I don't want to see either one of you lose. I like both of you guys know that.
Yeah.
But, yeah, Theo's a good athlete. You're a good athlete.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, like, I don't think either one of you is going to, like, I don't think you're going to catch every game.
Theo's Theo's it's going to be split.
You know what I mean? It's going to be split. But, yeah, I think as long as both of you go out there and do what you need to do, you guys will be fine.
Exactly. Exactly. Love that kid. He's a good kid.
I think that is all we have on the agenda for today, though.
It is.
I think that is all we have on the agenda for today. We'll definitely be getting some guests on here to talk about how we can grow Wilmington sports. This was kind of just an overview episode, talking about some different things.
We'll bring together.
But, yeah, we definitely want to help grow Wilmington sports. It means a lot to me. I know it means a lot to you as well. So let's grow Wilmington sports, man.
Yeah.
Let's
do it.
Let's find out why kids are going to Central Catholic and all these schools when they could be coming to Wilmington High.
Exactly.
Let's grow every sports team, man. So
yeah.
That was On the Mat with Braden and Jacob.
Thank you for tuning in.
I'm Braden. He's Jacob. Thank you for tuning in, and we will see you guys next time. Thank you for listening.
Peace.
Oh, and a quick shout-out. Go follow our Instagram.
Yeah. What is it?
Double underscore
On the Mat.
On the Mat. Go follow that, and then go follow WCTV on Instagram as well.
Yes.
So that is all we have for today. Hope you guys have a good Easter Sunday. This will definitely be released after, but this is Easter, so go have a good Easter. Go eat some good food. And
enjoy family.
Yeah, please like, comment, share. And, yeah, have a good one, everybody.
Peace.